I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World.
Путин вступил в должность президента России.
And with that, Vladimir Putin was sworn into office for another 6 years as Russia's president today, but not before crowds of Russians made it clear they don't approve. Down with the Tsar was a chant from protesters there in Moscow. Reporter Charles Maines was there for both events in the Russian capital, the protests and today's inauguration. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Marco. Good to be with you.
So let's start with the protests over the weekend. What did you see?
Well, I was at the protest in central Moscow at Pushkin Square. We had several thousand people out. There were, of course, other protests in cities across the country. They were heeding the call by the opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, who had called for people to come out against Putin's six-year term under the slogan, he is not a czar to us, a reference, of course, to Putin's long-standing hold on power in Russia, now 18 years and counting. It was a weird scene in Moscow because you had, of course, these younger Russians, most of Navalny's followers are students, in fact. And they were saying, like, look, we tried to participate in these elections. Navalny was banned from the race. And so they say, you know, there's no place left for them on this but the street. And I want to introduce one guy that I spoke with. Georgi is his name. He's a student at a Moscow university. And he was also an election observer during this past presidential race. And let's listen to what he has to say. So you can hear those helicopters hovering overhead. Georgi was actually saying his voice is shot from all the shouting of these slogans of down with Putin, down with the Tsar. But what he's saying here is that, look, you know, he just doesn't agree with the way that the authorities in Russia deal with their own people. He'd been part of these election monitoring process. He'd watched this election unfold. He was angry about the fact that Alexei Navalny wasn't able to participate in the race. And he said that really the only thing left for him was to get out in the square and protest on the street.
And these protests were happening all over the country, right? I mean, these 1,600 arrests that we've been told about, that's not just in Moscow.
That's right. It's 700 arrests in Moscow and 1,300 detentions across the country. In fact, today we had courts starting to hand down sentences of 10 to 15 days to many of these protesters. And again, these are mostly students, which was very interesting given that Vladimir Putin's inauguration speech today was really forward-looking, talking about the value that youth has in building Russian society.
And today at the inauguration, what was the mood?
Well, it was, first of all, it's important to point out that this inauguration, you know, in terms of the optics, it was really designed to contrast with 2012. This is the last time Vladimir Putin went through this inauguration process. He was widely mocked after after they closed off all of central Moscow streets as his motorcades made its way into the Kremlin. And it just seemed to kind of, you know, accentuate this idea that he was out of touch with the people. This was at a moment when there were mass protests in the streets and a lot of Russians were being sort of hounded by police as Mr. Putin made his way to the Kremlin to take the oath of office. Now contrast that with this year, where the cameras cut to Mr. Putin. He's sitting in his office working with his jacket off, almost as though he's forgotten that there's an inauguration ceremony underway. He gets the call, sort of makes his way down to a car. The commentators point out that this car was Russian-made. He ditched his old Mercedes, which used to be the kind of the standard presidential vehicle. And that this would now be the official car going forward. And so he makes his way over to the Kremlin. And it was just a much more modest ceremony. Although, of course, once you're inside the Kremlin Hall, that's, of course, gilded and full of gold and all these dignitaries from Russia.
What has Putin promised to do as he heads off into this next 6 years of leading Russia?
Well, you know, his speech today was short. He took the oath of office and then made a short speech where he really promised continuity in terms of foreign policy, said that, you know, Russia was ready to defend itself at any point. But it was really focused on promising Russians that he was ready to build prosperity at home. I think it's no secret that Vladimir Putin's success has come more on the world stage. A lot of Russians who support him like the fact that he kind of sticks it to the West and has restored Russia's image, they feel, in terms of its sort of national pride in terms of global affairs. But the Russian economy is coming out of recession. It's been in recession for several years. And Mr. Putin was really saying today, look, I'm going to work on making lives better for you. But it was interesting also to see that Mr. Putin, after this ceremony, he stepped outside and met with young volunteers from his election campaign. You know, he's posing for selfies with, you know, students, chatting with them about their ideas about how to kind of build Russia up. So, you know, there are these two contrasting images, but I'm not sure that it's such a selling point, certainly to those people who were on the square in Moscow on Saturday.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Charles took pictures when he was out covering those protests in Moscow over the weekend. You can find them on our Instagram. Just look for us at PRI The World.